recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Just get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. I love that about you. How you doing, Drew?
I like the auctioneer quality it's gotten now.
Yeah, but I'm saying. Looks like you got a little bruise on your head or something.
That is actually, no, that's from some anti-cancer stuff I put up there.
Oh.
It's actually, it was sort of a wart and also takes care of that. I couldn't tell it was wart or pre-cancer, so I just stuck the stuff up there, got rid of it.
Topical?
Yeah, sort of burns the shit out of your skin a little bit, so.
Mm.
Is that what you're looking at, the sort of scar, scabby?
Yeah, I'm looking at a red spot on there.
Yeah, so
takes care of the takes care of the cancer stuff.
Yeah, pre-cancer kind of stuff, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Also, is good for warts and genital warts, even.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, give me some of that stuff.
Aldera, we'll give it to you.
I want to thank Digster FM and ButcherBox.com promo code ADS, LifeLock.com. Promo code Adam, and you can visit TrueCar as well. I'll tell you about that.
I've been going nuts on the Butcher Box lately.
You've been getting a lot of protein, Hundra.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like I'm like out of control with it.
It's better, although I gotta say it's tough. Like, take a couple of 11-hour flights, and they just start serving up the crackers and the cheese.
How were you there for?
I landed at Heathrow on Thursday late afternoon, early evening. So, thanks. I got to Chichester, whatever, probably.
It's really a four-day trip, essentially.
Could have been three and a half.
Isn't that just grueling?
It's not optimal. But I also don't realize, like, I don't have much of a body clock for good or for bad. You know,
so you can just adjust.
I just feel like whatever time it is, wherever I am, that's just what time it is, wherever I am.
Yeah.
And as weird as it is, when I landed in LAX and I just went to bed that night at midnight and got up at 9 in the morning or something, I slept a little more because I was a little worse for wear, but just right back to it. It's always been a sort of thing where I've like, whatever time it is, that's what time it is. Wherever I am, and that's how I shall try to proceed in life.
And
I won't
think
about the other side of it.
Once you get used to doing 5 hours on a plane, seven, nine, it's not that different, right?
No, it's just whatever it is. It just is.
But 11 hours? Why 11? Do you say it was 11-hour flight?
Well, it was 10 and change on the way in and 10 and change on the way out.
I mean, I thought it was more like 9, but whatever. It's all good.
No.
I mean, I'm not taking issue with what you're reporting. I always thought of it as a 9-hour flight.
It's 10 and a half hour.
Jesus.
Well, also, I was flying one of the new big double-decker mega things.
Oh.
I'd never flown one of those before.
That?
It was nice because it was modern and, you know, they'd figured out a few things. But I realized as I was sort of looking at the airspeeds, you know, those things don't exactly cheat the wind. I mean, they're a lot of vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're talking about literally that it's got two floors all the way down.
Literally two floors, yeah. And it's the new mega bus in the air. And I was sort of looking at it, and I was like, I don't remember, you know, I didn't write it down, but we seem to be going about 50 knots slower than you're used to going. And I think part of the conceit with we're putting 700 people on this plane is it might go a little slower. We'll make a little more money and whatever it is. And I'd be kind of curious. I'm not talking about a Concorde, but I don't know what a 777 does to Europe versus the mega bus
I'll say with the Dreamliner, goes fast. I was in one of those from Australia once. That was an awesome plane.
Yeah.
So the Airbus A380, is that what you were on?
Yeah.
The giant one?
Yeah.
It says here that it's got a top speed of 634, but it cruises at about 560, and a Boeing 777 just lists its top speed 590, cruising 562. So it appears there's
2 miles an hour, I told you. Yeah. I don't know. And also, I was trying to think, it seemed like 10 and a half in and 10 and a half back. Now, we're used to New York where it adds an hour.
You get the wind, yeah.
But I guess there's no wind here.
You're probably going up North Pole or something. Canada.
Yeah. Either way, yeah. I was trying to, I'm used to kind of a there one speed and back the other. This was pretty much just dead nuts on both directions. All right. So we got brother-in-law's recently arrested. We got his wife and can't, huh?
Let's do that. Let's get to the Tom one. But let me, as long as we're talking about Butcher Boss, let me get that going here.
Yeah, man.
That their bacon is actually what's on my mind. Have you had the bacon?
I've had everything but the bacon.
Dude. I can't believe they still have the bacon for life thing. No, I don't think it's here right now. Oh, wait, our offer is $20 off and free bacon in your first box if you go to butcherbox.com and use the discount code ADS. So it's $20 off and free bacon. $20 off. Oh my God. It's $129 a month, less than $6 a meal, free shipping nationwide, except Alaska and Hawaii, no commitment, canceling anytime. And our offer is at the checkout, if you use ADS, Adam and Drew Show, ADS, at butcherbox.com, you get $20 off and free bacon. And that bacon, it's thick, thick slice. It's all meat. It's like almost like beef jerky. It's so good, but tastes like bacon. Each box comes with at least 9 to 11 pounds of meat purchased directly from collectives on ranches. ButcherBox buys meat at a lower cost and passes that savings on to you, and it's sealed. It's like vacuum sealed. So you can freeze it if you want to. It keeps for a long time. 100% grass-fed, finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork delivered to your door on a monthly basis, humanely raised, never given antibiotics or hormones. I love these guys. ButcherBox.com, code ADS, $20 off, and free bacon, which is like ridiculous.
Daniel, 32, Santa Clara.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, well, we're in Silicon Valley, and we can't afford to buy a house anywhere, and we can barely afford rent. My wife has an opportunity maybe to relocate to Seattle. Anyway, I just wondered if you had any advice for the housing. Can you solve the California housing crisis for us?
How could we?
The mayor can't afford housing in San Francisco.
Really?
She can't buy a house. She can't afford a house.
It's funny. My angle on things is it is so, well, first off, it's so insanely regulated. I can't imagine how much it costs to put up a structure here versus Texas. Yeah. You know, it's just insane. If I ever talked...
A lot of the cost is the regulation.
Not apples to apples, but I've talked to people who have, you know, franchises of burger joints, of Hardee's or whatever, and they go, we wouldn't open one in L.A.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
It's 8 years. You just go to Houston and do one. Like, it can't be done. So all the people that are bitching... I mean, the powers that be that are bitching about, you know, the cost of housing above the, you know, always trying to blame. It's weird. Like, they're always trying to blame the developers and the builders and all that kind of stuff. Look, there's enough blame to go around, but how about we make it easier to build some of this shit? I mean, it is fucking impossible to build here because it's insanely regulated. And you're going to pass it along. Look, if you said, look, hey, cars in California have to have an airbag outside of the car on the roof in case it rolls over on a deer, you'd go, oh, okay, but that's going to be $3,000 a unit.
No, it isn't. How dare you?
No, it's not no, it isn't. It's like, don't you like deer?
Yeah.
It's not no, it isn't. I wish it was no, it isn't, because that's a discussion. It's like, well, I care about animals. So anyway, it is done.
Yeah.
And then they just do it. And then they start wondering why people couldn't afford cars in California or why auto manufacturers weren't shipping cars to California. There's a lot of that. There's many factors at work, but that's definitely one of them. It'd be nice if we could. I would like to live in a world where modular home building was the future. Stuff was just built like IKEA. I mean, literally just put in place. And that the government facilitated that instead of fighting it. I mean, you want to build a house, it's a fucking fight with the government.
Yeah.
It's literally, you want to do something, you better roll up your sleeves and get your checkbook, and you're not going anywhere for 3 years. Like, it is a fucking battle to do anything. And I don't know why... Why isn't there a, hey, let's move this along. Let's see if we can facilitate this. Let's see.
We're looking for road diets, Adam. How dare you?
Right. So California's a piece of shit for that. And, you know,
Seattle?
Seattle's probably worse.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then I'm sure it's bad. It's not good.
Yeah.
So
everyone says it's expensive in Seattle, but we're in Silicon Valley, and it's like $1 million for a cottage.
How much is it a square foot where you are right now?
All I know is it's like nothing's under 800K anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, in the San Jose area.
That's all over California.
Yeah. There should be. Look, I don't have any, move to Texas. Like, I don't have any direct answers.
Nashville.
It's tough, but you're just going to have to move somewhere. And it doesn't need to be this way, but it is.
It looks like Seattle's significantly cheaper. I just did price per square feet, and in Santa Clara, the median list price is $825. And then the San Jose metro area, kind of outside of that area, is $693. And in Seattle proper, it's $517. And the Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue metro area, it's $275.
Yeah, you can get outside of Seattle pretty good.
All right, we'll go outside of Seattle.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, what do you got?
Line five.
Let's see. Tom, 39, New York.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, guy.
Hey, now.
Hi, guy. First time, long time. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So my sister's husband, so my brother-in-law, was recently arrested. He, I guess, got physical with her, and the police showed up, and they arrested him. She has sort of self-diagnosed him with borderline personality disorder, and I was wondering if you guys could maybe talk a bit about that.
Yeah, first of all, I can tell you it's very unlikely that he has that. Very unlikely.
Okay.
Why?
It's unusual in men. And it's very unlikely in somebody that can maintain a marriage, even though there's a lot of chaos. There can be a lot of other things going on here. Giving it a label may or may not be helpful. Tell me more about this guy.
Well, the police had been called before. We didn't know any of this. We're finding all this out now. They've been called three times
is
before.
Is he drinking? Is he drinking when he does this stuff or taking pills?
I don't know if he's drinking that much. He does drink a bit. He's kind of always just been a bit moody, a bit of a kind of layabout. She basically does 90% of the, paying the bills. They have a 5-year-old daughter together, and
She does 90% of the paying the bills?
Yeah, she's the breadwinner, basically. She was sick in bed and was asking him to like take their daughter to school, and he just kind of flipped out and like threw her onto the floor and kind of pinned her down, apparently.
Okay.
So
something's terribly wrong. It does sound like substances.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's some substances involved here. I'd be hard pressed to believe it not. I don't know what substance, but something. You need to know the guy more. I mean, whether it's just a domestic violence perpetrator with a substance history or who's depressive, or if he really has a personality disorder. I don't know. But there's many.
Do you have, Drew, in the past you've mentioned like books. Do you have any like things I could kind of pass on to her just to kind of help her kind of whatever the next chapter is?
She's got to get out of there if he's committing domestic violence. I mean, it does not get better. It gets worse.
Yeah.
So
he's out of the house. I mean, he's now somewhere else. But, they're still talking about custody and visitation and all that.
Why don't you find out what's going on and then call me back, and then we can talk about specific books. I mean, get the substance things clarified. Then we'll know more about what you'd be reading about.
No worries to me about domestic violence, at least through the lens of this podcaster. You can either do it or you can't. It worries me, and I understand when there's substances involved, but even substances,
right?
It's just like there's no amount of booze. I can have a ton of booze, and I can have a ton of ire toward my wife, but there's no thing that would make me put my hands on her.
So listen, I was interviewing a guy who's an advocate for domestic violence recovery for men, and he was telling me, he goes, I had this outburst, and I took this girl and I threw her through a wall, and I immediately thought, oh my God, that's not me. I know I have a problem. I got to get help. One episode where he pushed a girl and he goes, I've been in treatment. I'm in recovery now. And I'm advocating for them. And I go, really? How long did the treatment take? 7 years for one push. And I thought, oh, for the severe perpetrator we're talking about, you got to commit yourself to really, really working on this.
I don't want to appear insensitive, but was she eyeballing him? I mean, why did she deserve
the stink
it?
Eye.
Oh, the stink guy. Yeah, I don't have it quite up there with incest.
Yeah.
But it's in the same galaxy of, look, I can't do that. And if I could do it, it wouldn't be because I was drunk or it was a bad moment or I had a weak moment or something. It's just, it doesn't exist.
And
you
once
know what
they
I mean?
Get there, once they get there, however that ability develops, it's on. It's on at that point.
Yeah, and I feel the threshold. Same way about whacking my kids. It's just, it's not an option. Yeah. It's not that I'm not angry or frustrated or whatever. It's just not really on the wheel of options.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same thing as what was your mom's wheel, your energetic wheel?
Oh, she had the biorhythms
wheel. Is domestic violence on that wheel?
Well, she had a lot of extra critical days.
Yeah. Well, they allow for violence? Then to
well, we wouldn't know. What would happen is I'd go, could I get a ride to Van Nuys to go to Teddy Lewis's house? And she'd be like,
Oh, Jesus.
Let me crack this safe.
Wow.
Oop, bad news.
Sorry.
What's that? Yeah, extra critical.
Oh, my God.
Shouldn't be leaving the house.
Oh, my God.
And I'd be like, yeah, why don't you just leave it on extra critical so when I ask for a 10-speed later on in the week and go, hold on, let me check.
Don't you have to twirl it? Just hold it
just
up.
Just leave it. Just line it up.
Lock this. Glue it in position.
Mom, couldn't you get a magic eight ball so I had a fucking fighting chance at something in this goddamn house? If she'd gotten a magic eight ball, at least I'd have a 1 in 5 chance of getting a ride somewhere.
And there'd be a little humorous element to it, too.
Yeah.
It'd have a nice cultural wrinkle.
I do love that. All right. Let me tell you about Digster, soundtracking the world one playlist at a time. Digster has a playlist for every moment, mood, and minute of your life. Go to Digster. That's D-I-G. Digster.fm. It's like your high school boyfriend or girlfriend made you a mixtape from back in the day. We both got a chance to create our own playlist. You can check them out at digster.fm/Adam, or you can check out Drew's at digster.fm/Drew. Mm-hmm. I got the Pretenders and the Jayhawks and Ben Folds and other guys like that. Drew's got a lot of range. Tchaikovsky, Talking Heads, Cardi B, man. Mm-hmm. Be sure to follow our playlist so you can listen again and again. And also, the playlist will be updated weekly. So why not? Go to digster.fm. Do the digster.fm/Adam or the digster.fm/Drew and give a little listen to what we put together for you. What else you got there, Drew? You ready to hop on the phone here?
Let's go to line one.
Oh, I had a question about Artie Lang.
Oh, yeah.
So he's having to do a urine test 3 days. Three times a week.
Yeah. Randomly or on a schedule?
I don't know, but according to Artie, it's a watch you pee kind of variety.
Which they often don't do, which is ridiculous.
Right. And it's 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And whatever it is you put in your system, whatever, I guess heroin or whatever's weapon of choice is, it's longer than 2 days. Mm-hmm. So whatever randomness they pick, as long as it's 3 days a week, is pretty much I'm guessing they don't do it 3 days in a row,
right.
But either way,
right,
it's enough to detect.
Yeah.
And that's going on for 4 years, I think.
Good.
Good. And now he's on Suboxone.
Ugh,
I think
that's what I was afraid of.
Which you hate?
I don't hate. He's already failed it, so okay, we'll try it, see what happens.
Failed what?
Suboxone.
How does that work, Drew? When Suboxone, I'm taking a drink of water, you
Suboxone
keep talking.
Suboxone is it's a replacement drug. It's another opiate agonist and an antagonist, and it works kind of like methadone.
What's
it acts at the same site as morphine does. It just does some of the difference. It's more of a – rather than a mu opioid, it's a kappa opioid. It has these differing properties to it. So its pharmacology is less intense. It makes you crave it less. It settles some of the behaviors down. It works kind of. They're never quite right until they get completely off it. And some people are sort of chronically ill on that. And some people are quite stable on it. It's hard to predict.
Well, his thing is he doesn't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
So he's getting it 3 days a week. And the Suboxone, I guess, enables him to
He actually probably should be on Suboxone because he's got bipolar disorder too. And he's been wild with his addiction. Wild. And so it is so dangerous what he's got. And by the way, opiates isn't his only problem, right? But if he's monitored carefully for all substances, and what I need to know, so sometimes they don't monitor him for all the other substances, which is, again, insane if they don't do that to poor Artie. And yeah, Suboxone for him would be reasonable because he's had multiple attempts at sobriety and just it's not going. So mm-hmm. this might be the way to go for him.
Marlena is calling from Memphis, 33. Marlena.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So my sister, she's 26 or will be 26 in August. It just came out that she's been secretly drinking, hiding. She's been confronted with her drinking by her husband before they got married a few years back, and she ultimatum, she said she'd quit. Well, it just came out she's been hiding it all along, hiding it.
Whoop.
Everybody's looking.
Yep.
And so he filed for a divorce. Mm. And now she's talking about self-harm on top of the drinking. Mm-hmm. I am a tough love kind of person, and I know she, when she was a teen, she tried to commit suicide. And we thought she was over that, but now with the drinking and this talking about killing herself, I don't know how to handle it. I don't know. Do I send her to a doctor, AA
yes,
meeting?
Yes, immediately. Well, both.
How to handle it.
Both, but if she's talking about the killer herself, that's a medical emergency. She should go to the hospital.
What is going on with her life, with the trauma that, you know, suicide and alcoholic by 22, you know, I mean, that's a lot of ground
yeah.
she's covering in a very short period of time.
Trauma is the word. She probably had some trauma.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
what
well,
are we talking about?
Her father passed away, God, when I was, I'm 33, so it's been 5 or 6 years. He was a diabetic, and he went into a diabetic coma while he was driving. But she tried to commit suicide way before that, and it was a secret. The only person who knew was my mom.
Wait a minute. Is her father your father?
No, we're half sisters.
There you go.
I'm 8 years older than her.
Okay.
All right. All this
him being diabetic is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about abuse here.
Yeah, her sexual abuse or what happened to her growing up.
No. I mean, not that I know of. Like I said, a lot of this is just coming out to me now. I just now knew about the self-harm.
Well, there's a lot more here.
Why
your family is keeping bizarre secrets is hard to understand. It's just she's sick. She has an illness and needs to be treated. But it sounds also like she had some pretty severe trauma somewhere along the way. It just sounds like that. And so you should get that story out too. Suicidal ideation is a medical emergency. You get somebody to her immediately and you get her to medical care. I cannot say that strongly enough. Yes, she needs to go to AA meetings for sure if she's willing to go and willing to get in the program. Yes.
Okay. So if she refuses to get medical help for
then you call cops.
Then
police.
Then you call the cops. Okay.
If she's saying I'm going to hurt myself, she will be held against her will.
Okay. So I can physically, like if she refuses to go, I can submit her into a hospital for her own good.
No, the police will do that. You will have no say in it. The police will just put her in a hospital because if somebody starts saying they're going to hurt themselves or somebody else, you can commit them for 72 hours.
I was watching a doc the other night on Robin Williams.
Yeah. Did they get into his Lewy body dementia and stuff at the end? They missed that whole
thing? They touched on it very brief.
It was the whole story.
Well, they just kind of blew past it,
oh my God.
I shall say. What is Lewy body dementia?
What podcast number, Gary, with Bobcat, where he went over the symptoms that Robin Williams was having?
Well, Bobcat brought it up in the doc, and if he didn't bring it up, I don't think anyone would have brought it up.
Because he had to live with it. It was unbelievable what Bobcat witnessed. I can't see that.
205.
205. He was hallucinating. He was disconnecting from reality, didn't know where he was a lot of the time, profoundly depressed, aware he was losing his mind. Called Bobcat, he said every 5 minutes, said, Bobcat, am I okay? Am I losing my mind? What's going on? I'm seeing things. I'm just completely in a panic and overwhelmed all the time. It's one of the most miserable conditions. It's terrible.
All right, hold on. A million questions about Lewy body dimension. Mm-hmm. Lewy, like.
Lewy, L-E-W-Y, is just a. It's just what these little scars, essentially, they're seeing left behind by some prion or virus.
All right. I'm going to do LifeLock, and then I want you to tell me all about this. Do you live with it your whole life,
no.
Or does it come on?
It comes on and takes you in pretty short order.
LifeLock. Well, you look it up, Gary. Asking your smart speaker for the weather is one thing, but asking it to send money to a friend? Oh, it's possible soon, but it'll be a security problem when the cyber criminals hack them. Oh, it's on, man. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security. For added protection, LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft. Like if your info is for sale on the dark web, Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. You need protection. It's 2018. Let's take care of ourselves, people. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't. You'll have LifeLock, right, Drew?
Yes, LifeLock. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions on all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off.
Louis Body Dimension.
Yeah, I'm looking at how fast it goes. And there are different variations on the theme. The ones
do you think
I've seen
his drug
fast.
Use aggravated this or sped it? Or
I don't think we
know. We don't know.
I don't really know. I think of it as a, sort of a – it's a, the Lewy bodies are abnormal deposits of the protein alpha-synuclein in the brain.
Does one need to find this during an autopsy? Or
yes,
is one?
Yes. It's usually an autopsy. But, I mean, you could possibly diagnose it during life, but it's protein, its manifestation. They get rigidity, hallucinations, sleep disturbances. They get their movement is all off, and they're anxious and hallucinatory and just sort of losing their mind. It's very uncomfortable. And there's sort of protein. They start having difficulty thinking and reasoning, that kind of thing. Your buddy, that guy, the juggler.
Philip.
That might have been that. He went pretty fast, right?
He went exceedingly fast.
Yeah, that might have been Louis Body.
He went from, well, sort of life of the party. A guy could ride a unicycle and juggle.
But you described him as sort of rigid and difficulty walking and stuff, and that's sort of a Louis Body thing.
Well, I don't know exactly other than at some point I call them and his wife sort of said, he's unable to work. And I just sort of naively said, well, put him on the phone. Mm. And she said, he can't. And I said, well, what do you mean he can't? Just have him talk on the phone, you know? And it's like, he can't talk. And then I saw him for a show, and he couldn't talk, couldn't move.
But you see, he was sort of rigid and stuff, too, you said, as I recall.
Well, I don't. I mean, it may have been that. I don't know. I have to ask Susan. His ex
life expectancy following diagnosis is 8 years on average. So there you go.
This was much faster than.
Well,
that,
my experience has been they go faster. By the time you really realize what's going on, they go pretty fast. That's been my experience.
Yeah, such a weird story. Such a tears of a clown kind of a story. All right, we got a question up here.
Let's do it.
Let's see. Vinny, 30, San Diego.
What's up, Adam? Drew,
what's
how you
going
guys doing?
On, man?
I know.
So, Drew, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to use a lot of public toilets, a lot of different areas, and sometimes when I got to take a shit, I got the Adam problem when I'm cleaning up with a lot of hair down there. So I like to try to flush the bowl till it's clean, then dip the toilet paper in the bowl, little moisture on there, then wipe the ass.
Hold on. I'm writing. Slow down.
Adam's taking notes.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you do if you're in one of those porta-potties with the blue water?
Well, if I don't have dry mouth, I'll just keep hocking up some boogies on there.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, if I got to wipe 4 or 5 times, you know, boogies start to dry up. That's a toughie. Obviously, if I have access to a sink, you know, this is why I don't have access to a sink. You know, your other call screener, not the one today. I called before with this, and I couldn't get through.
Shocking.
I said, you know, when I'm going, I like to dip it in the bowl and then wipe my ass. And your call screener's like, okay. And what kind of bowl is this?
So, like, fruit salad. What are we talking about?
Coconut.
With
coconut.
Salad.
I believe that part of this story.
So is the question, are you going to hurt yourself with that toilet water? Is that the question?
Yeah, is there anything I'm at risk?
I've actually done said practice in an airport once where I had a little accident.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
It's not, it's, I mean, I wouldn't make, I'm not sure as a habit it's a healthy thing, but once in a while, I'm not going to hurt anything, I suppose.
All the germs in life are on the keyboards and the payphones and the everything outside.
The purses
of
that
the,
they put on the ground in the bathroom and then bring into your kitchen. Not yours, but your wife's.
Look. Germs are everywhere and they're nowhere.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling everyone. It's a sort of who cares thing. But we have this thing where it's like the closer you get to the toilet, the more germs.
No.
I was at LAX a couple of nights ago. I got one of those baggage carts where you take the handle and you lift it up, you push it down. And I was like, I'm sure this thing is crawling with everything.
Yes,
and
yes.
Most people would leave the bathroom and use their shirt sleeve to open the door, but then go grab the baggage cart and push that all over creation,
the
right?
The door on the way out is actually the cleanest place in the bathroom because everyone who's washed their hands grabs that door.
Yeah, well, I don't bother with the hand washing, but go ahead.
All right. Car tips, everybody. Remove excess weight from your car. Improve the mileage. Put the key fob to your chin. Increase its range. Well, here's a tip. True Car helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. If you cannot find what you want with True Car, it's on you because this True Car's got a million used cars to choose from. And of course, you get real pricing on actual inventory. It's a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. You see what other paid, so you get that pricing scatter. You know you're getting a good deal before buying, and then once you lock in that price, you know you're locking in a price for an actual piece of inventory on a True Car certified dealer's lot, and you will enjoy a faster buying experience. You'll enjoy that faster experiencing by connecting with True Car certified dealers, and those True Car certified dealers set their prices competitively because they want your business. So when you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right. This Friday, Thousand Oaks, Borderline Bar and Grill. We'll do a live podcast there. Then all over the place, go to AdamCarolla.com, Seattle Moore Theater with Adam Wright coming up September 13th. And Dr. Drew, August 29th, Pasadena Ice House.
Man,
that was a fun time out there. Go to Chassis and see all the good offerings over there and go to AdamCarolla.com and check out the new swag and the new website. Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com, family of pods there. The Sam Kanotis interview at the Dr. Drew podcast. The guy's amazing. I cannot recommend it highly enough. You will not be disappointed. Check out that podcast.
Check out the new podcast over at Podcast One, Baseball and Chill, and it's available at Podcast One and PodcastOneSports.com or Apple as well. Leave a nice rating and review. So, until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.